to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. Let's read verse 14 together. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up. He is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived it was Samuel. And he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. Winning your case in the coven. Winning your case in the coven. There's going to be trouble today. I came to anger witches and wizards. Winning your case. That you submitted my case in the coven doesn't mean you will win. That you submitted my case in the coven doesn't mean you will win. The place you read, a man called Saul, he went to a witch in the coven at night and said, bring me up somebody whose name I will give to you. I have came with somebody's name. I want to make someone barren. I want to make someone bound. I want to make someone poor. I want to submit his name to you. I want to make sure someone doesn't get married. I want to submit his name to you. I want to make sure someone has an accident. I want to submit his name to you. Listen to me. If you read 1 Samuel chapter 17, if you read from verse 42, 43 down, the Bible says, despite the size of Goliath, despite how big Goliath was, despite the size, the strength and the height of Goliath, he still deployed the super diabolical in the midst of battle. Though Goliath was big, that was not his strength. Goliath had weapon, that was not his strength. He cast David in the name of his God. He made incantation. Am I communicating here? If you go down to verse 47, David says, the battle is the Lord. This battle is not an ordinary fight. David said, Goliath, if I can handle you in the spirit, no matter what I use in the physical, you will go down. Even if I use a stone and a sling, you will go down. Because the biggest fight is in the spirit. I came today by the force of God. I came today to tear the power of witchcraft, to tear down the power of hell. Anywhere your name has been taken to, it shall backfire. I say it shall backfire. I say it shall backfire. Somebody shout fire. Tell somebody, win me your case in the cover. Take your seat. Witchcraft. The word witch means to divert. The word craft means an act. A design. I say aircraft is something designed to fly in the air. A design. So you say witch divert. Craft design. So witchcraft is the act of diverting from the original intention. God planned, the agenda of God is that you should go this direction. How do they divert you from it? They employ witchcraft. Am I talking to somebody here? How do they divert you from the original plan and purpose of God? They employ. Today, I'm going to show you some things very soon. Anywhere and anyone who has carried your name, sir, your name is powerful. How do people get your attention? Talk to me. How do they get your attention? When you're in the midst of a crowd, something can stop you. If you are walking in the midst of a crowd, there's only one thing that can stop you. What? Your name. After all Jesus went through, God did not give him a car. God didn't give him a house. God gave him what? A name. There is power in name. When God called Abraham, he said, I will make you a name.
God said, Abraham, I swear by my name. In the Bible, how God classifies affliction is not cancer, it's not tumor, it's name. God has exalted him and given him a name. Name! Wherever your name has been called, wherever your name has been mentioned, the name of your family, the name of your job, your father's name, the name of the lineage, wherever they called your name, I believe God shall appear. In Exodus 22:18, the Bible says, thou shalt not suffer. Deuteronomy 18 verse 10, you see that. The strength of Jezebel, look at this. Jezebel was a woman. She put her husband in her pocket. She killed 400 prophets of God. In the time of Jezebel, prophets were hiding in the cave. She relocated some prophets from Israel to Philistine. When they are, in fact, Jezebel was that terrible that even Elijah ran. What was her strength? In 1 Kings, chapter 9, or sorry, 2 Kings 9, verse 22, the Bible says, Jezebel and all her witchcraft. You see, the mother Jezebel, all her witchcraft are so many. Papa, that's Old Testament now. We are in the New Testament. In Acts chapter 8 verse 9, there was a man called Simon the Sorcerer. He put the whole city. The Bible says, he bewitched the whole Samaria. One man. He gave witchcraft. He bewitched them. Put them in his pocket. Not a whole family. He didn't bewitch a family. He didn't bewitch a street. He bewitched a city. Someone covered their eyes. Have you not seen that in politics? There are some politicians. Every government, they collect appointments. Every government, they collect appointments. They submit name. Their son commissioner. Their brother SA. They bewitch a whole city. Witchcraft. Witchcraft is not only in the old, it's actually a work of the flesh. Galatians 5, I think 9 or 19. One of the works of the flesh is what? Witchcraft. Galatians, I think 5, 9 or 19 is witchcraft. And you study your Bible. The Bible says, and he said, please, I need his name. The witches could not, that woman was called the witch of Endor. The witch of Endor. He said, I cannot. We don't need people's address. We need their name. I can't walk or do anything. She requested. Say, give me the name. Who is carrying your name? Who has submitted your name? Kabalaba yabalaba yabalaba. Kasotala. Thunder shall blast. I said, thunder shall blast. Somebody shout fire. Take your seat. Let me go. Winning your case in the coven. Another word for witchcraft is wickedness. In 1 John, I think 5 verse 19, he said the whole world lieth in wickedness. In Psalm 34, 19 to 21, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivereth him from them all. He keepeth all his bones, and none shall be broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous. In Isaiah 57:21, he said, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. In Ephesians 6, if you read verse 16, God armed you so you'll be able to stand and quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Ephesians 6 verse 12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual in Amasaba. But there is a scripture that I love. In Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 13. Ecclesiastes 8:13. The Bible says, it shall not be well with the wicked. It shall not be well. Anyone submitting your name, it shall not be well with them. When you identify a witch, this is the scripture you send to the witch. After the order of Ecclesiastes 8:13. In case that one is hard for you, you supply the witch. Supply. Isaiah 3, verse 10 and 11. Say to the righteous, it shall be well, shall eat the fruit of their doing. But verse 11, he said, woe unto the wicked. It shall be ill. He goes sick. It shall be ill with him. Ona masaba ya latega. Iyakatoba rika sakatuba rataya. Another word for witchcraft is what? Wicked. Yes. In Proverbs 14, verse 19, he said, evil shall bow before good, as the wicked before the gate. He said, give me his name. And the Bible says, two men went with war. Witches don't operate without partnership. I'm giving you my point. So, number one is name. Number two, how to win case. Begin to follow it now. Number one is name. Number two, what? Partnership. Somebody say partnership. In Proverbs 11, verse 21, the Bible says, though hands join in hands. Though hands join in hands. The wicked. In Isaiah 54, don't forget this one, he said hand join in hand. Verse 15. He said, they shall surely they shall surely gather, but not by me. They shall in Isaiah 8, Sakarabaya Mashada, verse 10. And that Takoba Rakateya Shada. He said, take counsel. Oh, talk to me. Take counsel. Take counsel. Alone. Alone? 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 Take counsel. It shall not. I prophesy. As you hear the sound of my voice, every conspiracy, every gathering against your life, every gang up of the enemy territory, every conspiracy of the wicked, no matter the number of them that gather, whether close or far, whether friends or foe, as many as gather together to cause you pain, to manipulate your life, to divert God's plan for your destiny, today they scatter. Hey! Today they scatter. Hey! Today they scatter. Hey! I command them scatter. I command them scatter. Hey! I command them scatter. I command them scatter. Hey! 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 In scatter. Hey! In the land scatter. Hey! The sea scatter. Hey! The water scatter. Hey! Somebody shout scatter. Two men went with him. How did it go? Hold on. How did Saul go? If you start it in chapter in verse 8, he said he disguised. Number 3. They disguise themselves. I'm addressing the call. They disguise. Some are for you. But if they don't disguise themselves, you will not know they are the ones submitting your issues. They disguise themselves. Some appear or pretend. to befriend. I said something abroad. And I said to the people, if God, I think I said it here also, that if God opens your eyes, have I said that here? To see the person sitting by you, what is the content of his heart? You will change seat. Many of you will change seat. You'll be shocked. What? They disguise themselves. Saul had to put on another garment for him to be involved in witchcraft. To get involved in witchcraft, you must be deceptive. You must be cunning. That's why 1 Samuel 15:23 says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Either as an apprentice or you have mastered. Once there is a seed of rebellion, you have already entered into witchcraft. Yes, you have entered into witchcraft. Witchcraft is a spirit. That's what you should know. It's a spirit. Coven is a location. Witchcraft is a spirit. Went with him and he disguised. They have partnership in Acts 23. If you read verse 12 and 13, says certain Jews banded themselves together and came under a curse that they will not eat or drink until they keep up. Hold on. Verse 13. He said the number of them in this conspiracy. They were what? 40. More than 40. And when they got there, after he submitted his name, the Bible says, he said, what do you want? Number what now? Petition. In the common, they submit just the way we get prayer requests. They get to. It's a court. There are some. Hold on. Oh, Yagabakata. He said, let me show you something. Hear this, Reverend Philip. In John 5, verse 6, Jesus saw that man by the pool and knew he has been in that case. Not condition. Somebody submitted this case to the coven. That matter was a case. Oh. It was not. Now, the right word should be, he saw him in that condition. He said he knew he had been in that man by the pool. Somebody submitted his petition. Somebody brought his. Okay, hold on. What does the Bible call God for us? What does it call God? The righteous judge. I think 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, I think so. He said we have an advocate with the Father. What is the advocate? A lawyer! My little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate. It's a case. Somebody submitted the matter. He said, what do you? Hey, they have a plan. In Proverbs 11, verse 7. He said, when a wicked man dies, his expectation shall perish. I think in Proverbs 10, I think verse 28 or so, he said, the expectation of the wicked shall perish. Any petition about your life that has been submitted in the coven, any petition about your family that has been submitted in the coven, I tear that paper. I command it catch fire. I command it catch fire. I remove your name. I put your name there. Somebody shout fire.
Take your seat.
A man was angry that somebody was doing well. So he went to meet a witch doctor and told the witch doctor, do anything to this man and take his life. The witch doctor said, I will do it, it's easy. You will call the name and the man will appear. This is knife. Stab. You must stab. If you don't stab, you are in trouble. You will stab. He called the name of the man the first time. Called the second time. As he called the third time, rather than the man's face to appear, his own face appeared. Baba said, stab. He said, sir, it's me. Stab. So long and it appears, stab. He that diggeth. Shakara. The man said, stab. Stab. You must stab. Wherever your name has been mentioned, wherever your name has been called, I decree those that mention it shall appear there. Hey! Take your seat. Take your seat. Wickedness. And the Bible says they inquired through familiar spirit. Let me tell you, familiar spirit is not the spirit that looks like you. No. When you say familiar, not looks like you. Familiar spirit means a spirit that is common in your family. That has your days or your data. What does that tell you? It was not just enough for Saul to go to the coven. He had to also engage familiar spirits. Before somebody in a family is attacked, there must be someone there that collaborates with the attackers in your family. There's someone that is partnering with outsiders to sell you in the family. Familiar spirits. Nothing happening is new or far. Its root is close. Engage familiar spirit. In Psalm 125:3, he said, the rod of the wicked shall not rest, takoparika tanda masakaya, shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Let the righteous put forth their hands to iniquity. We came with trouble today. In Ecclesiastes 8:11, he said, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, the heart of man is set fully to do evil. If there are demons, there are angels. If there are evil spirits, there is the Holy Spirit. If there is a coven, there is heaven. I came to speak the mandate of God. Any witchcraft summoned, wherever your case is hanging, wherever your case is pending, in the coven of the witches, in the marine world, in the serpentine world, when we begin to pray in the next few minutes, the only prescription for witches is death. The witch shall die. I said the witch shall die. Somebody shall die, 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 die.
Die, 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 die.
Take your seat. Familiar. That's number what? Number what is that? Hold on. Listen to me. Do you know? Let me shock you. Do you know the reason David was in the same town with Saul? Saul couldn't kill him. Yeah, he enjoyed divine protection. Yeah, he enjoyed divine covering. But one of the strengths that David had over Saul is that Jonathan was with him. Jonathan! A member, I want your throne, a member of your family. There was a time they were doing a feast, a season. David had prepared his mind to come. Jonathan said, don't come, my father seeketh to kill. And there's an inside out. It is called in law conspiracy theory. What do you call him? There's someone who has in law, there's a balance for it, an alibi. He has an alibi. So it's not tre yanamashaka. Now listen to this. Can I preach? In Luke 19 from verse 29, just write. In Mark 11 from verse 1, write. Matthew 21 from verse 1, wrote. There was all of this is one story, one particular story about the ass that was tied. Oh, hear this. As they were losing, the Bible did say later. He said, as they were losing their ass, the owners. Does that tell you something? They stayed there, they tied it, and they monitored it to make sure it stays tied. As they were losing ass in the process, they didn't get a phone call that they were coming to lose it. They didn't get a call, they didn't send them a mail that they were coming. They didn't flash their phone. They didn't send an emissary or someone to go tell them. As they were the owners. The owners, not the creators. Your mother may have submitted you because she feels she owns you, but she didn't create you. Your sister may say she's the owner, you are part of them, but she's not your creator. Hear me? The owners ask, why do you lose it? He said, and you shall reply, the Lord. If there are the owners, there is the Lord. The Lord owns the owners. The Lord! Yamashaganda Brakatea! Sakwatata Baka! What I'm telling you now is that there is an insider. There is an insider. There is an insider. There is an insider. That's number five, right? Can I give one more before I give you two more? He said, and they went at night. When? If you must subdue the covenant, you must understand the power of the night. Men are helpless at night because night is illegal for man to walk. That is why demons walk at night, because they legalize illegality. John chapter 9 verse 4, for the night cometh. And that is why the servants of God who are called out, who are honored, are men that stand by night. Psalm 134 verse 1. Come bless the Lord, these servants of the Lord, who stand by night. While others are sleeping, you are standing. In John 13 verse 30, after Judas ate the sop, they gave him the sop. The sop there is S-O-P, not son of the prophet. He said after he ate the sop, he went. What time? At when? Night! If you understand the power of the night, great men operate at night. If men must take up issues of destiny discussed at night. If you get close to politicians, you understand they work at night. Because the tension is down. Everywhere seems calm. They know at that time there is less. So you understand how to control your night. Those who bow their knees at night, they stretch their feet in the day. You must understand the night. The devil may take anything from you, but don't let him take your.
your night. Your night is your time of light. Your night is your right. Your night is your time of connection. Your night is the time to put this in place. You can't be sleeping when destiny is wasting. Why? An enemy came. An enemy so dead. Am I talking to somebody here?
My strength is night. I can't remember, and I said this other God. As it could be 9 years. Like that, I can't imagine myself sleeping 12 to 5. I don't know which year that happened. I don't know which year. 12 to 5 straight. My body cannot even be adjusted to that. It's not possible. 2 hours is too much. Something will shake me up. 2 hours. They sleep. And someone sleeps as if he's trying to win a competition. I think there is an award for sleep. In Ephesians chapter 3, when we are talking, one said to King Solomon, said, at night, while I slept, listen, I overlaid on my sleep. Something dies. Hey! When you oversleep, please, the thing you do with your phone, hear me, is not call. Alarm. Program your alarm.
Wake up! Wake up!
Wake up. When they met Jonah, they didn't call him evil man. They didn't call him treacherous man. Our sleeper. The reason you even think of running from your master. You got to the point that you ran from the call of God is because sleep overwhelmed you. In Psalm chapter 13, verse 3, he said, lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lighten my eyes. You know, have you had people say to you, one thing I like about myself is that I close my eyes. I don't sleep. I know they're not gifts. Not so God, not so we be for we family. Once I just close my eyes like this. There are people you can't have a conversation with for 5 minutes. You can't have a conversation with them for 5 minutes. They're talking to you. I used to have a driver. When I started driving, he actually put me through in driving. He sleeps a lot on the steering. How I know he's sleeping is I don't sit at the back with him. I sit beside him. Once you hear, shout, oh, he starts smiling. As if he sleep just passed my eye. Once you oversleep, you must be a victim in life. Once you're a person who is bound, there are some of you, that's the deliverance you need today. Freedom from sleep. Not be your fault too. Now so your body be. Some people can sleep on tons and hot iron and sleep well. You know tons? Chuku chuku, thank you. They will sleep on thorns and thistles and briars, and they will sleep well. Carry them from the house, from a story building, throw them down. They will learn, stretch, and continue sleeping.
Once you don't know, Saul was a king,
but he sacrificed. How do you win? The Bible says, as soon as they called, listen to this. Oh, do you know that lady never knew it was Saul? She didn't know it was Saul.
But as soon
as Saul, hear this, said, bring up Sosope, Samuel. Yeah, the Bible says, and the woman saw Samuel. Then Saul asked her, what did you see? He said, I saw gods. I'm confused, but you just said you saw Samuel. How come you are saying you see gods? The lady knew that the only person that commands this kind of attention is Samuel. Samuel did not appear when she invoked it. The gods went ahead of Samuel. Watch this. And the woman said, hey, Saul! In other words, only person that we have the audacity to call Samuel. The only person. And how come Samuel appeared and the lady, the gods appeared and the lady said, you are Saul? I mean, nobody has brought this name here because they know what will happen. The only person that will dare you is someone close to you. That will dare you. What others cannot dare, the person will dare it. Let me dare it and see what will happen. That they will dare what others dread. The Bible says, and God appeared. I want to say this. An error for you to be summoned before a mirror and you appear. How do I win my case in the cupboard? Let God appear.
Anywhere your name has been mentioned, someone say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
appear,
appear.
Say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
appear,
appear.
Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
appear,
appear.
Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
appear,
appear.
In Psalm 68 verse 1,
in the same thing in Numbers 10 verse 35, before David said it, Moses said it. He said, rise up, O Lord. Let thy enemies be scattered. Listen to me. Wherever they have summoned you, the only way to win the case in the coven, let God appear. Masadagra, in verse 20, of that chapter, the Bible says Saul, there was no strength left in him. He could not eat. He was weak. He was disappointed. You took the case to the coven. You are the one losing strength. How come you carried my matter, yet you are the one that is now sick? You are the one that summoned me, and you are the one that is confused. You are the one that announced my name in the coven. Any assignment your enemy has embarked on over you, it is a frustrated assignment. Any assignment your enemies have embarked over your life, the assignment shall backfire. The assignment shall backfire. The assignment shall backfire. The assignment shall backfire. Whether your father made a mistake, your mother, listen to me. In Israel, hear me, in Israel, you know the gun, you know gun, G-U-N. What the gun is today is what the sword was then. You cannot use a gun until you are licensed. Then you cannot use a sword until you are licensed. They were called sword men. Men that drew the sword, they were licensed. That was why, if you use the sword and you are not licensed, you will be sentenced. Are you what I'm talking about? Because you need to be licensed. So when Peter cut off the ear of Marcus, Peter was a fisherman. He was not licensed. He had no right to carry a sword. So when the Marcus was cut off, the ear was on the ground. So there was an evidence that he used the sword. That was why Jesus put the ear back. I cancel the evidence. The
sentence you would have had against my boy to hold against him. I can't show the evidence. If not, Peter would have been crucified before Christ. Am I talking to somebody here? Anything that you, any mistake your father made, any mistake your mother made, that witches are capitalizing and they are leveraging on, I cancel the evidence. I cancel the evidence. I cancel the evidence. I frustrate their arguments. I cancel the evidence. You don't serve a God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say
no.
When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Lift the wind, shot fire. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Be on your feet. Be on your feet. Winning your case in the coven. That you took my name there doesn't mean you will win. Have you not seen people who carry you to the station and they jail them? Not who bring matter, they win. There are cases where the complainant become the accused. Where someone took your name is now begging for the matter to end. You say no, it's okay. It's okay, say no, let's continue. There will be reaction in the spirit realm. Who is familiar with them?
Hey.
Who knows them? Who relates with them? Who is telling their phone number? Who is attracting them to the family? But this is what Samuel did. When someone appeared, he appeared with a mantle. What make men indestructible is mantle. Mantles are given, are transferred. Mantle. When the Lord appeared in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 3 or 13, when the Lord appeared to Elijah in a still small voice, what protected Elijah was his mantle. The Bible says he covered himself. He wrapped his face in his mantle. That was his protective strength. The first time he called Elisha, he threw the mantle. 1 Kings 19:19. He threw the mantle on him, took it back. As soon as he threw the mantle, that became Elisha's focus. This thing this man threw on me and took back, I want it permanently. The heart was pursuing his pocket, but this guy was saying, this, what I want is mantle. I want the mantle. And in 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 13, you're going to see something that sounds like tautology. 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 13, he said he took up also the mantle of Elijah. Now what? Okay, read verse 14. And he took that fair, what is that in English? Tautology. Verse 13. He took the mantle. Verse 14. He took the mantle. Does God repeat himself? No. It was actually telling you that this thing he has received is double. To prove that it was actually a double portion. He took it, he took it. He took it, he took it. Eh? He took it, he took it. Can I speak this English? Don't mind me. Before you leave here, you will took it. You will take mantle. This morning is a mantle morning. The mantle of protection fall upon your head.
the mantle of preservation will fall upon your head.
Amen.
The mantle of escape will fall upon your head.
Amen.
As a bird is escaped out of the snare of the fowler, the snare is broken, and we have
escaped.
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 I've shared this testimony for many years, but for some of us who have not been around, how many of you have been around this ministry less than 2 years? Raise your hand. Less than 2 years have been around this ministry. Less than 2 years. Raise your hand. Wave it. Less than 2 years you have been around. All right, put it down. Less than 3 years, raise it. Okay, less than 4 years, raise it. All right. In Lagos, where, what? A brother, a young boy, started a company in a place they call First Tack Town. First Tack Town is where they did First Tack 77, what enslaved Nigeria. It was an exhibit where people were permitted to come with all charm from India, bring your idol. It was a witchcraft trade fair, come and exhibit your idol. So they imported all kinds of demons to Nigeria. So in that first time, this young man started a company, and in that company the family sat him down and said, this thing you have started, you know your elder brother has nothing he's doing, so you have to give him work. So he told the family, say, I can give him money to start up his business. This company is for those who are educated, and his brother did not go to school. But the brother said, I trained you in school. He said, but sir, this, he said, hey, give me any office where I will speak English. Now, it was a massive estate complex with diverse offices. So there was security everywhere. So it was like the CSO, the chief security officer. He had his own office, all the outlets in and out, the exit and the entry, they report to him. He has something, a CCTV camera, he's watching and all of that. So he sits down, they report to him. But he was angry. But people suddenly noticed that there was a department called the personnel department. Anybody that enters there, after 2-3 months, the person will die. One person died, entered there, died. Second, died. Third, died. Fourth, died. So they shut the office. Nobody was going there. And there was a Christian brother in Lagos who was looking for a job. And he saw personnel manager wanted. Apply in person. So he went there, and when he got there, he said, I saw a job offer outside. I came for it. He met somebody at the desk. And the person said, which one? He said, the personnel department. The secretary shouted, Jesus. Because they know that area. And he asked the brother, they said, are you married? He said, yes, I have children. Oh, he said, what is the matter? Nothing. He said, oh, guy is upstairs, go up. He got there, he met the man. The man said, yes. He said, see. The man was shocked, took off his glasses, said, please, can you do it? He said, sir, my CV. He said, leave your CV. Can you do it? We are lacking. We have lost quite a lot because that the function, and we need it to relate with staff. He said, sir, look at my CV. He said, don't worry about CV. Can you do it? He said, I can. They opened the office for him, gave him an appointment that day. He was happy that God has given him breakthrough, not knowing there was a spirit of death in that office. And he went to that office that day. Everything went well. Everybody was waiting downstairs. When he came out, they said, "How was it?" He said, "Fine, everything is okay." What are the ages of your children? Say, they are, why are you doing this? Nothing, sir.
This life is this, that this young man will just die for nothing.
And the brother, the next day, while he was signing documents, the thing that killed other four showed up. The world began to talk. There was a voice coming from the world.
"In Donda, you will soon die. In Donda, you will soon die. In Donda, you will soon die."
The brother, he went back. He put his ear away.
"In Donda, you will soon die. In Donda, you will soon die."
He closed and shut the window, shut the door. The voice was coming from the wall.
"In Donda, you will soon die."
He began to increase.
"In Donda, you will soon die."
And he remembered that in the afternoon, while they were having something at the canteen, he had people say, "That wall talks so." He said, "Which wall?" He didn't understand. So when he put his ear again, he had it.
"In Donda, you will soon die."
The brother went backward. He said, Matthew 18:18. "Whatsoever bind on earth shall be bound in heaven."
"In Donda, you will soon die."
He said, the Bible said, "They shall surely gather, not by me. They shall fall for your sake." The voice increased.
"In Donda, you will soon die."
He said, "The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are saved." I bind you. A python came out of the wall. When he said, "I bind you," the python will turn. The elder brother of the man that owns the company, in his office, he will turn. "I bind you." The snake will turn. The man will turn. He said, "The word of God is the sword of the spirit. Even in the Garden of Eden, there was a serpent there. I am not afraid of the by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalketh in darkness. 1,000 shall fall at my side." By this time, people stood by the door. They were looking at the man, looking at the snake, looking at the man. There was drama. After Ebenezer, in your life there shall be drama.
Hey!
I said there shall be drama.
Hey!
I said there shall be drama.
Hey!
I said there shall be drama. The python died. The python died. The elder brother died. Listen to me. Look at this. Your life, the way it is now, is not how it's meant to be. Somebody submitted your name. Somebody took your name. Somebody said a petition. Wherever I have been summoned, let it backfire. Say, "My Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father."
As I begin to pray,
as I begin to pray,
wherever I've been summoned,
wherever I've been summoned,
for evil and attack,
for evil and attack,
backfire!
Backfire! Yeah!
You know, the Bible says, and Saul disguised. We want to address that. And Saul disguised. Any garment, listen to this, that is covering the identity of the enemies around me. That thing they are wearing, it might be a character garment. Any garment covering the identity of enemies around me, whatever it is, emotional garment. They have crept into your emotions that you can't even identify them. I said to someone early hours of this morning, I said there are things you must not know. Because if you know, there are some things you must not know. If you know, for weeks you'll be depressed. If you know how long some close people and how far they have gone to make you go through pain. When I say you'll be depressed for weeks, you try to imagine, what have you done? In one of my organizations where I run, they spent over 2 hours doing a conference talk yesterday, and I was hitting them one by one by one by one by one. And one asked a question, Daddy, you know all these things? I said, I know. And you kept quiet. I said, I've seen too many things in life. So when you are going on the path of destruction, I leave you. So by the time you make mistakes, if you are wise enough to retrace it. And I asked one of them on the phone, I said, what have they done to you? Why this? Bring up this person, you finish. The finish person and come to me and say, sir, fire him. Sir, fire him. I said, leave him there. Sir, this lady, fire. I said, let me now expose all of you fighting yourselves. This man is behind it. I said, see. And I was here on the phone. Jesus. Sir, that's not what happened. Jesus. I said, I know. And I said, you, sir, you are fired. I want to fire you for everybody to hear. What have they done? Most mistakes they were making, it was the one pushing them. Don't come to work. Turn off your phone. He told me to turn off my phone. Now if I do that, may sympathize with me. And me, you don't want me to ransom. No, what he wants spoil, make his spoil. You don't want me to ransom. Say, no, I will tell you, if he's going to go bad because of this, you are arrogant, let it go bad. Oh, and then, hey. One told me this morning, he says, sir, I've not slept since last night. I've been thinking. He said, I'm afraid of everybody now, including my landlord. I'm scared of everyone, including my landlord. He says, this was like that. I said, that's what it is. Don't suspect people, but expect anything. What have you done? But today we're going to pray. Because experience is not a good teacher. Don't wait to be a victim before you react. Every garment covering the identity of wicked and evil people around me, let that garment catch fire. Lord, reveal their identity. Expose them. I want to know them. I don't want to walk in darkness anymore. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, Number three, final prayer. What preserved Samuel, even in death, was mantle. The mantle of protection fall upon me. The mantle of preservation fall upon me. The mantle of sustenance. I need a mantle. I need to carry something. When a witch doctor, when somebody is threatening you, because he has a witch doctor, the person is talking of confidence because he's not thinking. He knows that something maximum. Mantle. Elisha said, I don't want to go around assuming, thinking. I want to move around with a consciousness that I carry something, a tangible thing. When Elisha left, he had to test what he carried. He casted the mantle on Jordan and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And the Bible said the water parted hither thither. The mantle. Follow me. Are you surprised? Every prophet in the time of old had a mantle. Isaiah had a mantle. Elijah had a mantle. Elisha had a mantle. The mantle that covers, that preserves. And when you carry the mantle, wherever you are summoned, it is God that appears. The Bible says, and it says, I saw God ascending. You see, and Samuel with them. So when the mantle comes for someone to kill you, they have to kill God, kill Jesus, kill the Holy Spirit before getting you out. Mantle. When I go then to the Archbishop Idaosa, when I go to his service then, all I was praying for was mantle. One time he gave us money to share. I will not forget. Years ago, 11,000. We were three of us. I didn't take it. I didn't touch it. It was big money. 1993. I didn't touch it. Papa, give us money. Papa, give. I said, no, that's not what I want. I want mantle. Something that made Papa, Papa. I said, I want mantle. I didn't ask for double portion. Go is enough. If I half, a quarter is enough. I need something. There are people that they don't attempt them anymore because they have attempted severally. Someone was confessing that they came like a wind to our house. They tried to attack me, they couldn't. They tried to attack mama, they couldn't. They went to reinforce. Was a period that I don't go to the kitchen. That's not my department. He said that period I went to meet in my former house where I was living. So that period I went to meet mama in the kitchen and I held her. He said the fire engulfed the house. Now, I don't believe in those confessions. What made me believe there was nobody in that house when I went to the kitchen to hold mama? That's when I said, this thing is true. Because if I even asked my wife then, I'm sure she would have forgotten. I just went there casually, you know, anytime a man goes to the kitchen when they are cooking, you must steal one thing. Take one piece of meat. Just walk away. He said, you enter the kitchen and you help mama. Oh! This is true. You are on a... Listen, there is nothing that makes you... This bravado, this arrogance, this boast. Nothing can happen to me. Nothing can happen to me. You don't say that when mantle is lacking. Hold on. Let's be sincere. Have you not actually seen people that destroyed shrine and fessic? Attack! Bam! On them. They went there without mantle. Use mine. Some run mad. You said you don't get married. You said you don't get married. Where is the charm? Where is the charm? Today, blood of Jesus. Blood of... Faith is not arrogance. It's substance. Faith is not arrogance. It's what? It's what? Faith is not arrogance. Is substance. You must know you carry something. '91, '92, I was in my mother's house. I went to visit her and I said to the Lord, I am not leaving this room until I see you. I locked the door, threw the key from under. The client was there. I started praying on a Sunday. I was there on a Monday. I was there on a Tuesday. I was there on a Wednesday. I was there on a Thursday. I was there on a Friday. I was there on a Saturday. I was there on a Sunday. Enter the next day. I was there. I continued. On the 16th day, I saw a man walk. I saw his brightness. When I say I am called, it's not arrogance, it's substance. When I say I've encountered the Lord, I'm not talking on the platform of just mere conviction and belief. I saw him walk. He said, take this towel, wipe out tears. I have read the Bible back to back before then. I've not seen Acts 10:38. He gave me, when I went back, I opened it. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about. He said, this characterizes your mandate. Who went? You see me move from nation to nation. There's a backing. I'm not just going about. It's not a decision. It's a commission. Nation to nation to nation, and no accident, no attack, nothing has happened, no crash, no problem. It's because he said, go about. You have a church base. Who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God. He said that characterizes your mind. So we move from nation to nation on the platform. You need substance. Elijah said, I will not start this thing until like I carry, I know. Katabra. The mantle of preservation. You see, the anointing of God is very heavy here this morning. If you are sensitive, you can perceive it. The mantle of preservation, mantle of transient elongation, the mantle of productivity. Listen to me, anything happening in a man's life flourishingly, there's a mantle in that department. Any area of a man's life where he flourishes, financial mantle, there's apostolic mantle to break new grounds, there is healing mantle, there is preaching mantle. There is a mantle to fast. There is a mantle for intercession. There is financial, monetary mantle. Lift your right hand on the fire. Say, my Father, my Father. As I begin to pray. Mantle of preservation.
Mantle of preservation.
Mantle of sustenance.
Mantle of protection.
Mantle of protection.
Fall upon me.
Fall upon me.
Open your mouth. Demand for the mantle.
Yeah. The anointing of God's Spirit is in this place. That's it. Mantles are dropping. Mantles. Any area and any aspect you hunger for, take the mantle. Take the mantle. Take the mantle. Take.
Wait, wait.
Take it. Any area you need a mantle. Take the mantle. The mantle of preservation, sustenance, protection, elongation,
heresy.
The mantle of glory,
heresy.
The mantle of grace,
heresy.
Take the mantle.
Amen.
Lift your hands.
This is the day of the latter rain.
Lift your hands up.
This is the day of the latter rain. God is moving in His power again.
Lift your hands.
Take.
In the name of Jesus. This is the day of the latter rain. God is moving in His power again. Amababa yabalabasha.
Hold your hands.
Lift it. Hold your hands. Father, I drop mantle. Take it.
Great.
Oh. And this is the day of the latter rain. God is moving in His power again.
By the anointing Jesus' name.
By the anointing
Jesus, wait the
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost and power, just as the promise said. This is the day of the Lord.
Help them. I'm following the leading of the Spirit. I sense we're going to have a very heated prophetic meeting. Everyone, put your hands on your head. Now, I don't know who's taking the testimonies tonight, but as this thing happened, all you will do for me is we want to hear the testimony tonight. I want to penetrate in the Spirit into your Father's house. I want to handle familiar spirits. And the book of John, they said it's better for one man to die than for the whole nation to die. It's better for one man. By the power of the Holy Ghost, any altar where your name is, any altar in your job, your home,
profession, your endeavor, among your colleagues, among your peers, among your schoolmates, your workmates, your classmates, everywhere, your name, your photograph, a piece of your cloth, a group photograph with you arrowed and singled out, wherever you have been conjured. The Bible says there is no enchantment against Jacob, no divination against Israel. Anywhere we have the made pronouncements, he says, associate yourself, O ye people, he shall open to pieces, speak the word, he shall not stand, take counsel together, he shall come to naught, for the Lord is with us. Wherever it has been mentioned and summoned, right now I stand to make a decree, by the force of grace, let there be confusion in that place. Let there be confusion in that place. Let there be confusion in that place. Anyone who is a strong man, strong woman, anyone who has summoned, who has invoked, conjured your name, your children, your siblings, your spouse, what happened to Korah, Dathan and Abiram? May the ground open and swallow them. Father Paul said, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. He said, the Lord reward him. Everyone that have done you much evil, may the Lord reward them. May the Lord reward them. And the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph by night. Arise, take the young child and return back to Israel. They are dead that seek his life. They are dead that seek your life. They are dead that seek your life. They are dead that seek your joy. They are dead that seek your peace. They are dead that seek your progress. They are dead in the name of King. All that has been dropped on your body from the covens of witchcraft, all that has been dropped on your assignment, all that has been dropped on your finances, on all that concerns you, those who drop it, carry your properties. Those who drop it, carry your properties. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. The witch, the wizard in your family dies this morning. They died this morning. God will prove to you that he sent me. They died this morning. God will prove to you that he sent me. You will get a message that the strong man is dead. The strong woman is dead. They are dead. They are dead. They are dead. And begin to thank him.
Hallelujah.
Thank him for your victory. Thank him for your victory. Thank him for your victory. Shanna balada yaladas. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank him for the victory. Mighty God. Mighty God. We worship you, Lamb of God. In Jesus' name. Get a seat in your hand. We're back here. What time? What time? 4 p.m.
and we're going to bask in grace. And I'm going to believe God. If you are sensitive, you know I'm handling this program systematically, because I want every session, you should live with something. You should live with something. As soon as you get out of this place and you get that message, we want to hear that testimony tonight. Both the herbalist and the one who summoned them, they are gone. All Omega pastor's wife, if you are an Omega pastor's wife, you are in the crowd, you are on the altar, anywhere you are, at the end of this session now, Omega pastor's wife, leaders, women leaders, treasurers, secretaries, all of you are to come this way after this meeting. All of you, leaders, treasurers, secretaries, women leaders, come this way. There's a meeting they are having with you. Youth presidents and their executives should wait immediately after the service over the second choir stand. All youth presidents in the crowd and your executives, lift up your seed. Father, we decree this is blessed. In Jesus' name, it is blessed. Amen.
Follow you, they go. that case in the coven. There'll be reactions after this meeting.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We'll see you by 4 p.m. There's going to be reactions all over in your favor. In Jesus' name. My head is a good head. My life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me. Greatness on my side. Goodness shall follow me. No matter what the matter is, I cannot fail because God cannot fail. For me to fail, God has to fail. Since God cannot fail, I cannot fail. Don't expect me to fail. Shake hands with 5 people and tell them, I have won the case. I have won the case.
My praise.